This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. At least 5 people were killed and 9 others injured Thursday in a car bomb blast outside of a restaurant in Mogadishu near Somalia's presidential palace. Casualty totals come from security officials and the owner of the Dalsan restaurant where the explosion occurred. The owner told VOA's Somali service that the blast came from an explosives-laden car parked on the street. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he's ready to step in and be the mediator between the U.S. and North Korea after the two nations failed to reach an agreement in Hanoi last week. However, it remains to be seen what the South Korean leader can do to move U.S. President Donald Trump and the North Korean leader closer to a deal they can be happy with. President Trump registered his disappointment yesterday with the apparent efforts of Kim Jong-un to restore part of a missile launch site.
I would be very, very disappointed in Chairman Kim, and I don't think I will be, but we'll see what happens.
Reuters Korea Bureau Chief So-Yung Kim talked about why the talks broke down.
From North Korea's point of view, they already went above and beyond their duty by voluntarily destroying nuclear test site at Punggye-ri and starting to dismantle Sohae. They now feel that the U.S. has not taken reciprocal action, and they might be trying to signal to the United States that if there is no deal, North Korea will carry on with the weapons program.
Martha McSally, the United States' first female fighter pilot in combat, now a U.S. senator, said during a hearing Wednesday she was raped by a superior in the Air Force. She said she didn't report the assault because, like many other victims, she didn't trust the system. Years later, she said she spoke up about the attack and was appalled at the way the military hierarchy handled her news. McSally said the experience galvanized her resolve to advocate for sexual assault.